Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
That's all right. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar.
How's it going?
It's doing well.
And good morning, ladies of Alba.
Good morning.
Hi. Kristen and Allison are here from Alba. We're going to have a fun in-house interview. We love those because we all get to chat, hang out, partake. It's all good and groovy. So much going on. Way to go, Minnesota.
Woo!
22 states and counting. So what, we need just a few more to tip that federal scale? Is that right?
New York is looking like it's the strongest ever. I'm from Western New York, which tends to be a more Republican area. And it's actually pretty interesting to see Western New York is the one influencing the state because they're getting more and more of the Buffalo and the Rochester guys signing on, supporting the bill. So they do believe it's the strongest chance of passing this summer.
Awesome. Way to go, New York. We have someone who's actually flying from New York right now on her way over here from Buffalo. Grand Island. Hello, Grand Island. Good afternoon, I should say. Always say good morning. Well, yeah, lots of states. It's just a big wave of statehood happening right now. It's really, really exciting.
I think more people are just coming on board and realizing that there's really nothing to be afraid of.
That's true.
Stigma. I think we're shaking the stigma, which is the biggest part. That's what I always like to say.
It is.
Shaking the stigma.
You got to shake it up and stir it around and get it out of here.
I think there's so many people that have had that rut that they've been in and seen that it's not as bad as they thought it was.
No, and especially with all the stuff about children coming out. In fact, there's a news article that we had about kids, and maybe we'll read it in a little bit. But with all the help that it's given to children, I think more and more people are more compassionate. You know, it's easy to stereotype a stoner, you know, young kid, teenage punk, whatever. Put them in your groups and boxes, fine. When it comes to a little child, you can't. You can't do it. They're too little to have stereotypes and be put in boxes, and all you can feel is compassion, because when they're having 200-300 seizures a day, sorry, man, you can't say no to that.
Right.
You just can't. And if you do, you need to go look in the mirror and
you know, and those parents that, you know, had that stigma about it and now are using it for their children.
Oh, they're moving all over the country for this.
Right.
And our government, right on, is saying, okay,
in the right direction.
Yeah, they're defunding the DEA for raids,
right,
and they're setting up shop all over the place. We like it.
I think more and more people are just, even the police officers are definitely...
Well, I think they're tired of wasting their time on, you know, petty offenses that aren't crimes. They're not crimes.
The last one, the stats came out in March for Colorado. Now, this is the legalization part. 1.9 million went to schools. And crime was down 10%. So, 2 million pumping into the school system of Colorado each month.
Wow.
Impressive.
And that's just the school system, plus it's just the whole economy and everything. And the articles I was reading, one article the other day, it's probably the worst consequence of the whole Colorado thing, legalization, is that people have left their edibles out. and dogs.
Oh, the animals, yeah.
Dogs have gotten
right,
them.
Yeah.
And it's not just the marijuana, it's the chocolate brownies
mm-hmm.
and everything else, and everything
makes
the dogs
sick.
And lesson learned, okay, so now all the other states can learn from that,
mm-hmm.
but again, if that's going to be the worst consequence, I'm a cat person, but I do feel for the dogs.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you have to be responsible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that goes for any medicine, Tylenol, Vicodin,
right.
aspirin. You can't leave that stuff on.
Alcohol.
Guns, alcohol.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Desserts.
I mean, it's just like anything else. It needs to be put away. Sharpie. Crayon.
Put the bubble gum down. Step away
from
the
bubble gum.
I know, well, hey, man, tutti frutti. No, I go original. Either I like Hubba Bubba or the little, like, what are those? In little wrapper things. Come on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We know. Double
bubble.
Bubble.
Yeah,
double bubble.
They're hard to find, though.
They are, but there are those crazy candy shops out there that have way old things like I am. So.
It's usually a few chews, and then I'm done with it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. You get like 3 or 4 seconds,
yeah.
and then your jaw starts to break. It molds to the gum.
The old candy shop.
Well,
uh-huh.
oh, yes.
The lemon heads.
That's right, yeah. Lemon heads. All right, well, let's just jump on in our interview since we're chatting it up anyway. Why don't you tell us about AllBud? We have got a little bit on our site at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and you can check out allbud.com, but the girls are going to tell us themselves.
Sure.
Who, what, where, why, when, and how.
Yeah, I think it's best to just kind of talk about where we came from.
Yeah.
And Kristen had been a patient for about a year, and she was talking about her frustrations with the resources that were out there, and that some had good features, some had, but there were always limitations one way or the other. And we both came from a tech background and worked with tech guys, and we had just said we're driving to go skiing, actually, on a girls trip. And she's like, why don't we just do this? Let's do this better. Let's put out a resource site that's better, completely comprehensive, very accurate, and educational. For me, I like the...
she's a humanitarian.
I just like helping other people, and that was like my passion. You're always striving for something to be passionate about, and there were a lot of opportunities also for me, seeing how we could work with the medical data a little bit more
mm-hmm.
than just, oh yeah, it helps my headache. Well, we can get data where people are saying, no, I have MS. And then we can cross-reference and say, actual other patients with MS say they like these streams.
Right.
And not just a random person who maybe
right.
has back pain who says, well, it helps my back pain. Well, helping your back pain is different than helping pain from someone who's dealing with MS or dealing with
right.
other things. I mean, not to say that.
Right.
The back pain.
It's a different kind of pain.
It's just a different kind of pain, or headaches from
mm-hmm.
migraines are different than other things, seizures.
Nausea, all the different ailments,
yeah.
We really wanted to start even digging further, because there's no data out there. So we hear a lot from the dispensaries. We don't have a lot of that much data. They don't have it compiled, no way to really cross-reference it. And one of them was to start evaluating the terpenoids more, to start seeing about flavors and tastes, because we may see, once we cross-reference it, that, wow, people with nausea are really doing good with the strawberry brand. So
right.
is it a strawberry flavor that's actually helping
right.
nausea as well? So we're hoping to just be able to gather so much data
really
to start exciting. Cross-referencing it.
And some
I like
data,
terpenoids.
Well, some of the data is just coming from us.
We
Arizona is a great state, actually, for the dispensary program. Now that concentrates are available, that we get to play around with concentrates and... Yeah, where she has a very high tolerance, I have an extremely low tolerance.
Uh-huh.
So that's another thing that we will have cross-reference, so
right.
other people could say, well, I have a low tolerance, so what are mm-hmm. good things to do?
Because concentrates are so new, just you're going to have to start doing the R&D or...
Yep, she has
all the time.
Yeah. And I have a couple of people...
Job is rough.
So we're actually starting to do a lot more on the concentrates and stuff, so we can provide patient information, you know, with posters and stuff. Like, there's a lot of different kind of waxes. And I've noticed with the sativa waxes, when they're I itch my face, like and I get really itchy. So somebody made me a very nice hybrid indica dom butter. Worked much better. But that's me. The other thing that we've noticed with lax is it helps my nausea, but doesn't give me the munchies. So we want to kind of dig into some of these things, too, to see, like, and track those. Like, because people don't know that. There's a lot of people that don't want to eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
So, right.
It's been some people need to.
Yeah.
A few.
So we've been trying, Allison had a unique experience with edibles and stuff, so we're trying to do some more research if maybe the oil base is better than doing the straight flour for some people because it gives them nausea or just makes them want to pass out so much.
And everybody's different. Everybody is different. So even when you have, you know, guidelines to say this, and this works, it may work for you, it may not. Don't be afraid to try something different. Do you want to share your unique experience?
I've had a couple.
Please do share.
One.
Pretty great.
All right.
The most recent one was a few weeks ago, and stopped and bought some gummies and
medicated gummies,
and ate one. One gummy.
There was 8 in the package, and it was the lowest dosage, so I think it came down to an eighth of a milligram.
Mm-hmm. Something small.
Something very small. Wow. And, I mean, 30 minutes into it, I'm like, I don't know, if this doesn't hit me, then I'm just going to have to eat another one. And about 20 minutes later, we were watching a UVA softball game, and I was like, wow, is it?
She's like, is this over? I'm like, it's the bottom of the third.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Now, like,
time has stopped.
Probably a few minutes later, my ability to speak has gone away.
Ooh.
And this is supposed to be a nice day for us to be out together.
Hanging out, having fun.
And,
girl talk.
Yeah. Well, why don't we go eat? I'm like, yeah, I think maybe we need some caffeine in my system. I'll drive. Thank you. Get to the restaurant. Yeah, poor Kristen. She sat there with the person who didn't speak the whole time.
There's a lot of this. And we were at Frog and Fergus, and she just looked like she was really extremely drunk.
Oh, wow.
And trying to keep up. And
a little too much medication.
Well, and then I knew it was coming.
How much more can you take?
I knew it was coming from my previous experience. She drives me home, which felt like I was on a roller coaster. Even though she was doing the normal speed, because cars were passing her. And as soon as I get home,
cars were pissed.
Hit the toilet, got a vomit, and then just pass out.
And this was one gummy.
This was one gummy.
Wow.
But then I had 5 grams the day of the 420 rally in about an hour period of time. And nothing happened to me. I said, you guys, I felt like I just ate $50. Like, physically,
Give me the $50 bill back in.
So we're both completely done with medibles for the most part, but for completely opposite reasons.
I swore off medibles. But now I'm on a conquest of figuring out how come it varies so much, and how can we figure it out so it actually won't vary.
Those are just very hard.
So now I'm going to try, because all the ones that I've gotten sick on have been plant-based.
Uh-huh.
They've been made from plant-based materials. And I'll try concentrate-based. And
interesting.
If that helps or hurts.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, now, I had one of the candies. And I really enjoy the candies because I can suck on it for a little bit. And anytime I start to feel anything, I take it, put it back in the wrapper, put it in my pocket. And then, you know, a little bit along the line, I can put it in my mouth again. I know it sounds a little weird,
Kristen and I be eating candies going, what? Let's go to the movies, man.
We also need to stop by the dispensary because I'm going to need some more candy.
Yeah, I know. And on the way back, let's get some more because they taste good. Now, the CBD candies, the Vital V we have, that's just CBD and no...
Ooh, you have those.
Yeah.
I need to. We're going to Europe, and I can't sleep on a plane. I've been trying to figure out something that I can take to be able to sleep.
Yep.
So.
Ding, ding. Mm-hmm. These are wonderful. I feel they're 5 milligrams of CBD, less than 0.1% THC, and you feel great. You just feel overall really good. You could handle that. I think hemp is a way way to go for you, my friend. We're going to go hemp on that one.
So, as far as just regular smoking, which way, as far as smoking, do you use, you're using the concentrates now? So,
she concentrates. I
just look at it.
No, I'm a tincture person. I put in my tea, a very enjoyable, the combination of the tea and the medicine, really relaxing.
So using other herbs to kind of calm the
exact opposite medicines too.
And it's odd because I think I might be the only one using tincture. When I go to different dispensaries, sometimes I have to tell them about how to use the tinctures. Because they were telling me how that they were putting the alcohol tinctures under their tongue and it burned.
Ow, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. You need to put it in a heated
something. Tray. Yeah. Something.
Which makes it really nice.
Make
and
your
activates
hot
the
right.
tasty a little bit. Like glycerin ones. Yes, you can put those under your tongue.
And I've been to a lot of dispensaries where there's the older people who really prefer tinctures.
A lot of them do.
Yeah. So
they don't want to smoke it.
I'm actually 80.
Yeah. You look fantastic.
So I made my mom
cannabis.
And dad.
You look like
the only way that they'll do it. They won't do I've tried to do the vegetable glycerin with them, the tinctures, but they like to add it to their cocktail in the afternoon. So if they have
I'll burn it down.
I love your parents.
Yeah. So they add a little bit of the cannabis alcohol tincture that I made from into their cocktail.
Is that how you got your name, Cannabis Kid?
I try to make everyone take it. I think maybe that kind of comes where I'm like pushing cannabis on people.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, if you haven't tried this kind of medicine.
Wait, your leg's broken? Try cannabis. Hold on. I have the perfect strain for you.
That's what everyone says.
I know.
What kind of solution for everything? Well, she just goes, oh,
cannabis on it.
Well, my eyes itchy. Oh, well.
Really?
Put some cannabis on. It's like when
I need a haircut. Oh, try cannabis.
Uh-huh.
All right, wait a minute.
Hey, everyone's got an ailment.
Yes, they do. They all do. Haircuts or not. Manis or petties, we all have an ailment. All right, so you have on your site, allbud.com, you've got links to all of the different states and all of their rules and who have passed and who hasn't?
We did the same 20 FAQs for every site, and that was really interesting to do, to see all the different rules between the two. New Mexico also has a great program because it's like free to get your card and you can have about like 24 ounces or something like that.
I was going to ask you about the coolest and the weirdest programs. Yeah, New Mexico. Yeah. Sounds really great. So
Arizona's great.
Yeah.
The PTSD.
And the price of the car.
But it's really great that you have the choice to either cultivate or go to any dispensary.
Cultivation's hard in Arizona, unless you live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you have to be 25
what about New
miles
Mexico?
Away from a dispensary.
I can't remember what New Mexico's cultivation rules are.
Check it out.
I think theirs might be that you can either grow a few plants or go to a dispensary. But when you compare ours to others, and we try to do the FAQs like normal information, not like the list of laws or the rules that people have to understand, but how much is it going to be to get my card? Can I go to any dispensary? Do I have to go to a doctor? Like in Connecticut, it's the doctor who initiates everything. It's all done online. Then the patient gets an email to fill out the rest of the information. The doctors have to go and get registered with the program in order to be authorized to do it. A lot of states, probably about half the states that are active, make you select one dispensary to go to on your application form. So before you've even been there, you have to do
I've
it.
Heard that.
So we have the
strange
dispensaries and everything. So in those cases, people have to go and do their research ahead of time because they're not really allowed to go to the dispensary without their card. You have to rely on things like that. They can change it, but it's usually you can only change once every 30 days. You have to fill out these applications and so on. But I guess the hardest ones are the states where there's just no dispensaries. So they have to rely on caregivers or grow themselves, and growing isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Alaska and Hawaii. It probably might be easier to grow in Hawaii than Alaska.
Right.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm navigating. I've already subscribed. I'm on your email list already. And if you go to the top of allbud.com, it's really simple. You got your home, your strains, dispensaries, doctors. You can learn, and there's a map.
Yeah, it's a big,
really simple.
Giant coming soon on there today, but either this afternoon or tomorrow morning, we should have our homepage live.
Nice.
So we've been going about this launch kind of instead of just one grand unveiling, just putting feature by feature live as we go, because it allows us to collect data
and modify
and see what features want and need and modify things, improve things. What's interesting is in the States, what we were talking about earlier, how they launched their programs, but as you know, it's going to take 1 or 2 years, at least 1 year, but most likely 2 years for everything to be active. But like in Connecticut, you got people immediately.
I could go open my own dispensary in Connecticut and have an entire staff on the amount of job applications I've got. But in Connecticut, it'd have to be run by a pharmacist.
Yeah.
So I'm a 15-year pharmacist, and I want to get into the industry.
Wow.
I have interns daily. And then I talk to, I'm in contact with the social marketing guy who does all the Connecticut dispensaries, and he was telling me, too, that they just get job inquiries all the time, which is great, though, to see how many people want to get involved. And when I told one gentleman I didn't have any further contact info for a dispensary he wanted to work at, yes, he could work for the site. He just went, and he's just an intern, so.
Wow.
So you can see immediately the public perception a lot of times is, oh, the law passed.
Yeah, it's okay now.
I can go buy some stuff tomorrow. And there's a little bit of confusion during that waiting period, and but the demand is there for sure. There's some other weird ones out of the states. They don't allow edibles some states.
Michigan and does not allow any concentrates. Michigan also doesn't have any dispensaries yet. They do collectives there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good question to add to your list here of 20 questions. I like
that. So we need to add 5 more. So
well,
you
probably
25.
Need like 50 more. Yeah. No, this is great. This is the 20 questions. Other than that, I was thinking this was complete, other than the concentrates, and that's only because it's a big issue right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But you can go and find out what's legal in the state right there. This is
well, you
awesome
can do that, too, by all the dispensaries. They all have concentrates and edibles marked if they
are
available there. Yeah.
Yeah, and other things that we thought were important for people to understand is there's a whole process for getting your card. And in some states there's no card, but it can be overwhelming, and people choose not to do it because they think it's an overwhelming experience, mm-hmm. or they think that doctors are going to laugh at them or belittle them, because there's still some of that stigma associated with it. And once we're educated about how to go about it, and also remember, these are doctors. They're not going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to help you, and the worst case scenario is that they say, I'm sorry, I can't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of cases, if it's a qualified condition, it really is a pretty smooth process.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you have your card, it's also an overwhelming process to make that step to go to the dispensary for the first time.
Sure.
And
I'm scared.
Luckily, I had Kristen telling me, okay, it's going to be weird because the door, it looks like it's closed, the door's locked. You just stand there and wait to be buzzed in or hear a click on the door. And that's how a lot of the
when the third owl flies by in the night.
So we actually added that as like an attribute to the dispensary. Like, do you have to be buzzed in? Because sometimes it's really weird. What do you get
what do you do when you get to the door?
Kind of explanatory.
I've had that experience.
Like, oh, I don't want to be the douche mom.
Yeah.
Not supposed to knock. But it is
so
true. It is a very scary thing. I mean, especially, I remember when I was volunteering at Tumbleweeds, we had a lot of patients come in that were in their later years.
Yeah.
I noticed that at the dispensary, and I said that, like, when they were trying
to... They're scared to death.
They were
they're
shaking.
Freaked out.
I sit
Let's
down with a woman
it.
Who was 75, and she had just come from a place I shall not name, but... She was so scared, and they just treated her like she felt so taken advantage of. They made her, she spent way more money than what was given to her. She brought that in. She was just, I mean, having the site just definitely, like, with your experience, being scared and talking to your friends and having
them come through like that.
Well, in the pictures that you have of, like, the doctor's offices and the dispensaries, it's helpful to see where you're going before you go there.
Because they're not very marked. There's not a big pot leaf out there that says, hey, get your
leaf right here.
Some do. But in, actually in Denver, they like my friend who's looking for recreation and all, she's like, what do I do? Like, I'm really afraid that I'm going to go into an e-cig place and they're going to look at me like I'm stupid, like it's going to be edible. And she's all freaked
it's
out.
It's completely recreational.
And I go, well, is it marked? And she's like, well, no, that's just... it's just a sign, but it's green. I'm like, okay, then you're good. But in Denver, they have to be a little low-key on the legalization because they can't, like, advertise to more than 30% of children. So if there's any chance that it's more than 30% of children, their advertising is really limited.
You guys, I didn't have no idea about that part.
Even in California, I've been to some dispensaries that... you look for green things.
Yeah.
You look for weird. You look for a green cross. You maybe look for a pot leaf somewhere.
In your picture, you can kind of get a better understanding.
You're like, I'm standing right in front of it.
And that's
wanted
to be very, very picture-based.
It's helpful. It makes you
feel
comfortable,
too. Well, everyone
that
has their smartphone out now can take it with them.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, well, and plus you don't want to... I think the worst fear is that you knock on the door and it's like, oh, shoot, I knocked on the DEA's door. Like, what?
Right.
Are they
they set up a mock shop. Ha, gotcha. Yeah, like, oh, crap, wrong one. You know, put the
coin.
Spoiled
again. Well,
oh,
we were trying to get so much information to the site, too, and just trying to get a sensory insight that I'd be asking questions that at the end they're like, are you a DEA agent, you know, because we just let you at the computer, you're always in the back of the shop. Like, you could be really big collecting information on us. I'm like, no, not at all. They're like, all right, well, because we've given you a lot of information.
Well, and we've had staff call some of the dispensaries to verify their information, and our employees are joking. These people probably think that they're going to be robbed.
Do you take debit cards?
Do you take
ATM?
Are you cash only? Now, do you have a security card?
Yeah, I know. How many cameras do you have on site?
I got one more.
Where
are they placed? No, there is one more. And when he throws it in, it's the best. Do you speak any other languages?
And then says something like sign language.
Like, I hit him.
Yes.
And but it's just so random in the process.
They'll never know.
Right.
Well, and that's important. You know, actually, in Arizona, with the deaf school here in Tucson, Tumbleweeds Health Center has their own personal interpreter on staff. Deaf people can come down and check it out. So,
well, in Arizona,
if you have any deaf friends, they have an instant interpreter.
Well, that was
for
one of the ideas I got from the dispensary when I was inquiring on this VA agent. Because I saw on their website that it said, oh, you know, if they have no Espanol. I was like, oh, that's a really good one to add.
Yeah.
In the Southwest, in California, even with the Hispanic population growing in Colorado.
Right.
And then I was telling him about it. Oh, you know, I had added this because of you guys. And he's like, oh, add American Sign Language. Never thought of it.
Yeah.
And then that was the one that you had said back, and I didn't even mention it. I was like, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, actually.
But Arizona is great because there's complete, and we have to verify these other listings because some of the states don't have a list of who are the authorized dispensaries. So sometimes we try to only list the state certified dispensaries.
That's interesting. I bet it's hard.
That sheet right there, the
yes.
Yep. Our site matches exactly that. You'll see other sites have delivery services.
That's the
director's
blog that they're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
and
the
then
Arizona
I'm
Medical
that
Marijuana.
Except the high glossy colored paper.
Thanks, guys, for spending our hard-earned money on that.
It's random because I get it once, like, every other month.
Oh, I get mine
yeah,
every month.
I get mine, yeah.
But what's interesting is every time I get it, you know how you look at things from the outside and you're like, what? What's this?
Yeah.
From Phoenix.
It
doesn't
look like
it's a little scary.
No.
It's really nice label.
Like,
it's just
but it doesn't say who it's from, so...
We never know.
Yeah,
it's just a blank white
so,
line.
It always
like,
gets me, I open it, I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
Awesome.
So, like, for Nevada example, like, delivery services are actually illegal there. And the dispensary program is just starting. So you'll see a lot of delivery services listed on some other sites, but it's really not.
And
we
know people that have had delivery services and used them.
I used one
and not knowing.
But there might be some legitimate ones that actually are more like a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And they're working with their few patients they work with.
Right.
But they shouldn't be able to work with
everybody.
Any random person who calls.
Right.
And
those
random
are town,
really not
out of
advertising.
County.
But you know what's going to be great about Nevada, once it's live, is that if they will recognize any state's card.
It's going to be like an affidavit
saying that you're allowed to, and then they say it will be in 2016, it'll all be
one
computerized, system. And they'll be able to just verify that you are an Arizona patient.
And I would have to think if they can do it.
Well, everybody can, and
yeah,
it's just a matter of time. You know?
It's all about everyone
so
wanting to communicate.
It'll start the...
Yeah. Vegas is actually I know it's all in Nevada, but, you know, the country in Vegas. Vegas is actually a kind of a small city. Like, it's not a very large city.
Yeah.
There's only about a million that end up living there.
High
turnover.
Yeah. Slight high turnover.
So it'll be interesting to see how much money is generated there. There's a lot of money spent in Las Vegas.
It's
going to
be crazy.
And it'll be interesting, too, because there's no state lotto in Nevada because of the casinos.
Uh-huh.
So you don't pay a state sales tax because the casinos cover it. So I was actually surprised that this went through with the casino power that they have. So
they're
seeing
enough money, too.
Right. So it'll be interesting.
They can all have dispensaries in their little hotels.
I was wondering that.
It's just going to be like the farm.
Yeah,
house.
That's true.
Yeah.
But this will be an
right next to the ice cream shops and their little hotels.
Well,
oh,
the
kids.
Exactly.
And they're in their restaurant.
Next
it'll be in
the food court.
Oh,
right.
Not
so
next
to the slot machines.
No,
it'll
be in the food court.
So it'll be very interesting to see how Las Vegas casinos handle dispensaries.
And how they're going to be advertising. How is that?
Oh, they won't even need to.
Oh, right.
No, they won't even need to.
I mean, bright, shiny lights, new
cannabis leaves. Oh, just giant pot leaves.
Yeah.
Well, when
neon.
I
glowing green pot leaves everywhere. You can
pot
see
leaves,
it.
Boobies,
alcohol.
They've gone to Kansas City.
Yeah.
When I lived there, they were trying to do the family thing, and it quickly, T.I. had changed their thing into this whole family pirate show, and then about a year later, it just went back
to
T.I.
Right back to
the strip show.
Right.
There was actually signs, you know, we're bringing the sin back to sin.
Good.
Poorly the family thing went over.
I was just reading that. We were talking about it being
so
like Amsterdam. Well, being able to smoke. And really in Amsterdam, you can't really smoke everywhere. It's just tolerated.
You actually can't smoke on your back porch.
Right. And they have these little cafes.
We're going there in a few weeks to do some research.
But I'm actually not as excited as I first was. When I first went, it was not legal here yet. And so I was like a kid in a candy shop. Now I'm like, I got a lot of strange to choose from, Tucson.
But
it's kind of good. And I'm not paying the euro.
There are a lot.
We'll take some pictures, take some photos.
Awesome.
We've got to get a lot of strain photos. We're working on strain photos.
Very cool.
Yeah, so if anyone has any pictures they would like to submit of strains, please do.
There you go.
You can find our email address on AllBud.
And there will be a user login and dispensary dashboard being launched about 2 weeks away. So that's when people can start updating their own information, putting on, what did we decide to call it? Their bud inventory.
Yes.
The menu is
the
for food.
Right. So why?
Yeah, I never go in and be like, "What's on your menu?"
I hear what's on the shelf, or what do you got in inventory?
Stocks.
There you go.
So
what medicine do you have? I was like, I don't like this word menu.
Then you have the right to change it. You know what else we do like though? This song.
I love this song. Puff.
Can you hear us? Are we on? You can hear us. Okay, we'll be quiet.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This fuck. Walk into my house, like what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea.
But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. Woo! I love that song. Sorry, Mama Star. It's just a good one. We'll get your Yanni on. I know, it's a Catholic guilt. I was dunked once at birth, and that was it. Never practiced again, but still feel guilty. It's just a joke. Anyway.
Wow, they really did it to you.
They did. They really did. Welcome back. The girls from All Bud are here, Kristen and Allison. Go to allbud.com if you have any questions about anything about Bud related. Find your kind. We like it. We've got some groovy little Bud Grinder necklaces they wear, and
they actually fit perfectly over a bottle, over a prescription bottle. So they're
oh,
grind right into it.
Very
you can
nice.
Make a video. Let's make
yeah.
a video.
There you go. That's going up on your site in your learning section soon, I'm sure. And where do we get these? Can patients buy these somewhere, or were these just fun swag that we scored?
They were fun swag. We're always we had some patients, you know, share us on Facebook and stuff, and I'll always send it out to them, and they just love it. One girl just posted a ton of pictures of her grinder card and all of her swag.
Aww.
So that was
awesome.
Really nice. So yeah, so if any patients would like any, they can feel free to hit us up.
Awesome. Excellent. They're great. They're portable little grinders. They're as thin as a business card, and they've got, like she said, there's a little hole small enough to fit over your medicine bottle. Grind your bud right in and go. To your friend's house and then smoke it, not in the car.
Put on your keychain or like I do,
wear
it
yeah.
as jewelry.
Wear it as jewelry. Clean jewelry.
Mine's on my keychain and then I'm like, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't just leave my keys out when I'm at the kids' school.
or your keychain. Excellent.
The one thing I really enjoyed about site you get on the strains area, you had the positive effects, the attributes, relief, symptoms, flavors, and aromas. Now, bringing those flavors and aromas, and you were talking about terpenoids earlier, just how important, I know people are just starting to understand terpenoids and we're starting to see more studies. How important is it to the cannabis plant in general?
In general, quite important, and but the data isn't quite there yet. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of testing, because dispensaries don't have to test for terpenoids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have to pay extra for it. So a lot of them don't. I only know two dispensaries in town that are currently testing for it and stuff, and that's because one employee is really interested about it, so really pushed it and is trying to learn about it and stuff. So we're still just gathering a lot more information about it because there isn't a lot out there.
But some of the data is those exact chemicals that are in lavender or that make you feel a certain way that have already been proven and say, this will help you sleep or help relax you or this will help energize you.
And why do you think all the cleaners have lemon in them? Because it's a fresh,
right,
clean
as
smell.
As you walk in.
Yeah, as you walk, you know.
And when we started this, I used to be like, what's with these pot connoisseurs that tiny smell? And now that I have,
you're like, whatever.
I have my card
expert
and can actually pick a selection and know what I'm getting, and like sage OG. Wow, it does smell like sage.
But the taste can be completely different. Like the smell can be fruity, and the taste can be earthy and hashy, and that's always interesting. So. Where those ones come
I haven't gotten the taste level yet.
Neither can I can't do the taste. Sometimes I'm just like, wait, it just tastes like ash. Like every bomb hit does.
My tinctures and
I do the
clean
smell.
Your
bomb.
That's what I have to say to that. You will taste it.
Yeah.
Well, I do it. I used to have a bong named Doris that I actually cried when I broke it. It was named after the Boston Almost Famous.
That's awesome.
But with the wax, I do taste a lot more. What's interesting is I can tell when my wax pen is dying or when it's not heating up correctly, because that's when you can taste the wax a lot, because it's just the terpenoids that are heating up and the THC isn't hot enough to burn. So that's when you can actually really taste the wax. And sometimes I like when my pen isn't hot enough because you really taste the wax. I had a great Agent Orange, and you could really actually taste the orange.
She's got the Agent Orange. There was an Agent Orange that I got.
You can.
Really flavoring.
And the whole diesel thing.
Isn't it?
No, poop is my favorite. Like, there are actually some that legitimately smell like poop. I mean, it's
I have
there.
Not smelled it. I don't know that I want to, nor do I know that I want to smoke it.
Over
there are
Christmas.
A thousand other kinds that don't smell like crap.
No, and this is my favorite. Over Christmas, they would rename their strains, and one was reindeer poop. Or it was actually reindeer shit, and I was but I smelled it, and it's Ingrid, which is one of my favorite. A great indica that will go to sleep, and it's beautiful.
I like
and
that
it's phenomenal.
Name.
I'm like, we'll go really does smell like shit. I'll take an eighth of that. It was a certain smell about
Ingrid,
because
I remember getting that. But it
was
so good. It smelled really good when you broke it open.
Yeah, but if you put your nose in, it really didn't smell very good.
And I get really excited about the terpenoids and the smelling. And
some of them smell like candy, too.
Yeah.
You're just like, that's Skittles. I could just eat that.
There's a pineapple one that...
Marty,
tumbleweed.
I have
a long time ago. It was absolutely pineapple snow.
Grapefruit.
Smell it. It actually made my mouth water every time. It was just like it was.
Right now.
It smelled juicy. I don't know how to explain that, but
like juicy fruit.
A little more than that.
Oh,
so
way better.
It's that strain.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I've renamed one of my strains just for fun, but it's still Autoberry. It's a beautiful, I call it Creepy Tink. But
one time I go to the dispensary, I get this one, I'm like, what's ME? They're like, we don't know, the grower forgot. And he's like, he can't remember anything about it.
They call it
ME for medical experiment. It's phenomenal. I kept going back
medical experiment.
But I went to add it to our strain database, and then people go to do the attributes. They're like, we can't find anything about this. I'm like, right.
That's
you're
right.
Right.
Here they are. Here they are.
Because
I wrote them all down.
There's nothing there.
The attributes.
That's awesome.
That must be, you ladies must be having a lot of fun doing all the research.
Well, someone comes in, and I agree. She's like, purple is under smell. Purple is a color. And I'm like, no,
sometimes
you can actually smell like purple.
You can smell
purple. It
smells like purple.
Blueberry kind of
one girl
berry.
That works with us, and she's really particular about everything has to be perfection. So she likes to just mess around with her. Like, no, we're keeping purple if it smells.
Purple
and our legal department's really keeping us in check, too. So they've been making sure that we're She's a research person. She's very adamant about the state certified thing as well and keeping up to date. What's cool is we've been able to find, like, we have all the Connecticut dispensaries listed and there isn't anyone else that does. And that's just because we do a quick research and find out what's being done. All the Washington retailers are up on all but.
That's awesome.
So because you know it already, it's out there.
Some will be.
So what's interesting though is there was a lotto for Washington dispensaries and a non-lotto, and I entered the non-lotto ones the other day, and you could really tell why it was a non-lotto, because it was in places like White Salmon, Usk. Like, I kept having to enter all these new city names. 50 names.
They're called towns.
I think that they are. So, and then there was three for the large cities in Washington, and actually a gentleman who owns a dispensary here got two of the lotto bids up in Washington.
Really?
We'll be opening in two retails.
Mm. And what about the non-lottos? And they're out in the middle of nowhere?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
And how do you get those? You just apply?
You just live there.
Yeah. You're the guy.
You're the one.
You're the cultivator, the dispensary, and the patient.
You know your shit.
For all of Eastern Washington, where nothing runs but waterfalls.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. What was interesting, too, it was like in Oregon, which you would think that there would be a lot more. There's only about 80 dispensaries in Oregon. And that's because once you get east of Portland, it becomes quite conservative.
Mm.
So I was expecting a ton more to be
What about like Eugene?
There's
and
always
other
Eugene.
There's always that one, that state that has, you know, all the fun stuff happening in it, and everyone else is like, what are you guys doing? You know?
Arizona is a good state.
It is.
And Tucson especially, you know, just all the people who are scared to go to the dispensaries or just remember, you got to get buzzed in 80%
right.
of the time.
I thought you were going to say you got to get buzzed, remember?
No, I've had my card for about 3 years, and I've been telling all my friends about it, and just in the last three months, I've had like 4 friends go and get their card after I've been talking to them about it for 3 years. And I think with the help that's out there, you know, and this is definitely going to add to people's questions and concerns and really make them feel a lot calmer about it.
And how professional the site is, adds to the legitimacy of the whole program and cannabis itself, which the media is starting to do now. So I'm laughing inside because I can't wait for the government to go, okay, cannabis is good, everyone should have it. Holy smokes, the country is going to go up in flames that day. Jeez, man, Smokey Bear, look out. It's going to be a tremendous growth for everything, jobs, finances, health and well-being. People are going to be happier. Imagine that. Imagine, you know, this country with that many more millions of happy people. What's wrong?
I think
with
that's very true. I think the happy part about it. I think
quality of life, which is what people are coming
here
for.
Disorder, all of them. I mean, everyone has a small bit. Some have it more than others, but I think everyone's got a little bit of stress on their shoulders living in this country.
And everyone's been affected by trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in the Arizona blog, the Arizona Medical Marijuana newsletter, the ADHS will be again accepting petitions to add to the list of debilitating medical conditions from Tuesday, July 1st, 2014 through Wednesday, July 9th. You have 8 days to get your list of...
And Arizona only does this once a year.
Yeah,
so.
And it's not an easy thing to do. You need to go to azdhs.gov and read the rules on how to apply for this. Because you have to have statements and documents and history and proof and facts about your ailment and why it should be approved and so much more.
One of the things to do is look at the states where that ailment is approved and look at some of the data, because they always had committees, like a committee of medical doctors assigned to putting together the list of approved conditions. So they do have research there that look at, was it Minnesota, the most recent one?
Mm-hmm.
I think, is that the one I entered?
Probably.
Minnesota or Illinois.
There's been a lot of data entry,
I messaged her and I said, this is the largest list of approved conditions on there.
Yeah.
It was, I'll have to find it.
I think it's either Illinois or...
No, it was Illinois, because that was the one that we had to...
Okay,
Illinois,
yeah.
Actually.
Illinois
has this huge
wow.
list of conditions I've never heard of, but they were very, very, very thorough in what they included.
New Mexico, anyone in hospice qualifies.
Oh.
The last 6 months of your life should be stoned
right.
or in pain free. I mean, either way,
yeah.
it works.
Yeah.
I was surprised with New Mexico's double doctor sign-off, you know, from the issue, especially if you had your pain doctor. And if your pain doctor didn't, or wasn't, they didn't care for cannabis and they weren't ever going to do it. Like one of my friends, he was trying to get his dad on it. The pain doctor said, don't ask, or I'll take your pain meds away. And so that's what I get worried about in some of those states where the education's not quite all there yet.
I think we're all worried, but I know when I go to my doctor's appointment and they ask for a list of the medications that I've been taking, I'll tell them all my vitamins and then stop there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should know.
Right.
Hey, I'm also
mm-hmm.
my neurologist knows.
My doctor knows. My
yeah,
doctor signed off on mine.
I tell my doctors because I don't have just like one primary, so I just...
Well, I tried Marinol for a while, and that stuff was horrible, and it gave you bad anxiety, and it didn't always work with the nausea.
Wow.
And I think that that's just because they extracted the THC, and they didn't extract anything else, no CBDs or anything.
The whole plant thing is so important.
So, yeah, so a lot of the CBDs weren't done, and then I'm sure it was mixed with something
right.
yeah.
else, but no, it did not
like
work out.
Wow.
And so finally I was like, yeah, I can smoke. That's pretty
that's
much
just not it,
there.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you tried it, though.
Have you ladies tried any of the juicing out there? Or
the juice? The
well,
the
actually
like
doing your own.
Oh, the juicing.
Yeah. I swear by it.
Like actual juicing, or are you putting like
I'm
your tincture
putting,
in it too?
No, I'm putting.
I'm like, wait,
how
so
much
you
juicing or
fresh leaf?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
added to it.
Added to it with your spinach, your apples.
I have the Vitamix, and my hubby is huge on the Vitamix.
Uh-huh.
So
grow
like
your cannabis
out
in
the car right now. I mean, what's left of it?
Yeah.
And it'll be there for 5 more days.
Yeah.
Smoothie every day now.
Put your cannabis
in there. Protein
in there.
Yeah.
A little bit. Well, I got to work on the ingesting part. I need to test some of my theories.
Put just a couple leaves in there.
Okay.
In the entire
non-psychoactive,
yeah.
But you're getting all of these other nutrients from the plant.
You
would
fill up a million bucks.
I really like someone, they have the pain relief ointment.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that cannabis is probably good for scars. And right now, the only thing that they recommend is silicone, putting silicone in your scars.
Oh, my gosh.
And even like aloe vera and vitamin. It's
right.
Like, oh, there's not enough data to support that. Did they do anything but silicone?
I love that you're saying that because it's so true. They're putting it on stuff. I've been testing out all my fun stuff. I actually fell the other day and scraped the top of my head. I've been putting hemp salve on the top of it every single day. The other day I wiped my head because it was sunny. Wiped and the scab came right off and there was nothing left of the thing.
Wow.
Then after 2 days. And I really... It's an amazing
really?
Plant.
No,
why
I
not?
Some of that.
It's
yeah.
from Portland. It's absolutely amazing stuff. I will get you the information on it. They have our own company. We can actually, Tumbleweeds will be able to carry it because it's hemp.
Oh.
It's a really great
and
stuff.
And something little like this, the data isn't out there
mm-hmm.
because doctors can't research this stuff.
Right.
Right.
And we as patients have to do their...
Yeah, we're doing the testing,
and
literally.
And we'll
right.
do
it. It's fine. I love this.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it's in the cost of, well, we talked to somebody who's doing the study, so it's $850,000 to do the PTSD study. The bulk of the cost, they have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars paying the U.S. government for the medical marijuana. Do you know how many cultivation centers would donate strain for the study of PTSD?
And our government already
this
grows
the
it. They
thing.
Don't have to buy it.
So
and they're not even that good at it. They're not even that good at it.
The government's not good at growing?
No.
No.
I wonder if they had all these different strains.
Oh, no.
Just like three.
Yeah,
our good friend, Irvin Rosenfeld, he's one of the good friend of ours. He's on the show all the time. He's one of the government patients. And he gets the barrel.
He gets
in the can.
300 joints every month.
And sticks, stems, dried out,
gross.
Stinky growth.
Yeah.
He smokes.
Well, he has to
like 10
rehydrate
to 15
it.
A day. Yeah, he rehydrates.
Yeah, he has to smoke a lot.
He says it's horrible stuff. He's like, I have smoked.
3% THC.
He's not.
It's really bad. They just don't grow it well. So, yeah, so that, you know, that's what they
I mean,
let out. Who knows what they got growing in the back room.
That's why
they
know
they got
good
stuff growing.
Down the PTSD, because like we talked before, it's not all the same. So some might have a lot of paranoia when they hear a helicopter go by going out and looking at the window. I've seen it. My husband came back a little. It did actually happen. But then some other people are just like antisocial and have a big avoidance issue and stuff. So you can't give them all the same strain either. You cannot give a paranoid guy a sativa.
No, you cannot.
It's not going
to
work.
You have to know your strain.
Well, and this
right?
is
That's
why I like
sure.
how you put it in everything that you're going to experience with each strain. You know what I mean? You're going to have those positive effects. So everyone who knows that they're going to try this are going to feel that.
And then we'll be putting launching the ailment stage probably in a couple of weeks from now, where you can select your ailment, look at all the symptoms that cannabis has been said to help with, and then narrow on your symptoms for that and get recommendations from people who have that condition who said it helped.
Because we took more of a symptoms approach, because like we said, every one is different. Like my seizures, I take it to calm my nausea and to mellow me out, whereas other kids take it to actually stop their seizures and things like that. So a lot of it's different. So like when I search, I need to search for nausea. And then it's usually a same thing to kind of mellow you out when you get a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't like sativas. They don't do much for me at all. I think once I get past a certain THC level, it just becomes like smoking air. But other people, I've heard like one lady come into this one, she just said, don't ever give me a sativa again. I was so paranoid and I never want to feel that way again.
Yeah.
But she had no idea going into it that it causes paranoia, knew nothing about any of the strains.
And it is a little bit, I think, overwhelming. I've laughed at some of the reviews where, it's so great and green and this would be great for someone with muscular dystrophy. How would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know that? And it's like,
unless you have it.
Don't want to be like, okay.
Don't put that out there.
But try and get patients to instead put information and say, it really relaxed my muscles.
Right.
That would be
much better
to claim.
Mm-hmm. You should do this if you have, if you, yeah. Right. Yes,
right, actually.
So someone could go to your site and say they have seizures, they can type in seizures and it'll pop up.
Because how often do you see cancer? There's a lot of stuff that people have from cancer.
What kind of cancer? Where is it at?
The chemotherapy from
it. It is different. The chemotherapy induced symptoms versus actual cancer, because it's approved for cancer for being anti-tumor. It is shown to slow the growth of tumors. So you can also take it even if you're not barfing constantly from your chemo.
Well, a lot of people like to take cannabis as just a daily supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a preventative, and it's just a good healthy plant to have in your life. In your
That's
system.
What I say. I don't ever get sick.
I don't ever get sick.
And then we joke around when I do die, there'll be a cremation party, and just everyone will get high from burning my
own. she wants to donate her body.
I do want to donate my body to science, and one of the things, because if
body
you ever
farm.
Look at donating your body, they take them for free, and then you sign off that you know that you'll be like a cadaver and taking them apart. But you can specify what you want your body to be used for.
Oh, geez.
And the two things I've always said is I have a CNS device in my chest for my seizures, and it was rather new when I got it, so I want them to study the long-term effect of the device on the vagal nerve that it shocks every 2 minutes. The other one is prolonged cannabis use, because when we do studies here, like there's no studies about like pregnant women using cannabis here, because they can't find women who don't use alcohol and don't smoke at the same time as using cannabis. So a lot of the studies have come from Jamaica, where they're only smoking cannabis.
Right.
So I want the other part of my body to be donated for long-term cannabis use because I don't drink or smoke cigarettes.
Wow.
And see what they do. I mean, I'm on 15 years now. If I keep going, that's a good 60 years of
research.
Get
right
out
here.
Of my body.
Just get some good research.
It's like Mother Teresa.
This has been great.
Well,
it's been
we've got like seconds left of the show here. It has been. It just flew by.
It did.
Well, thank you guys so much
thank
for
you.
Coming down. This has been awesome. Check out allbud.com. It's just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome site. You'll love it. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come check it out. Get certified. $85, $65 to renew. We've got some handmade pipes. We have a summer sale on Dixie Elixirs, high CBD, 20% off in the month of June.
Nice.
Come down and scoop those up. And come support Tumbleweeds Health Center and buy a hat or a shirt. They're cool, they're groovy, they're fun. We've got new vaporizers, too. We've got the pack, which everyone's been asking for and everyone says is awesome. It's just $249 here, so come check it out. We've got our Atmos Junior back. Everyone loves the sweet little vapes. And our magic flight. So thank you, Kristen and Allison, for coming down, for hanging out and sharing all bud.
Thank you, guys. Tumbleweeds is great.
Yeah.
Everyone support.
Yeah.
Support Tumbleweeds. Come on out here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually do my renewals and my evaluations here.
All right, well, thanks.
Awesome.
I might do some shopping right now.
And I referred somebody yesterday. They came in trying to buy a dispensary, and they're like, no, your driver's license doesn't get it for you. You need to go and go right
Get to Tumbleweed.
Come on down.
5315 East Broadway Boulevard. We would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AZMarijuana.com, Culture Magazine. We got the new one in. Come down and check it out. It's awesome. And come grab a little All Bud card. These are great. Grab a couple. Grab a bunch. Give them to your friends and family. Pass them out. Put them
anyone
on the card.
Anyone who wants to get their card, send them to that site.
Yeah. Check it out. They've got doctors, strains, news for every state, information, the most important thing. Next week, a couple options. We've got either the Canon News Hour or maybe Dr. Robert Melamede might be on. It's always a good threat he's coming on. We Facebook
he's
each other
really
quite often. He's very busy. Very nice gentleman. And we're hoping to have Dr. Melamede on pretty soon here. But come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center. Come say hello. Find some fun stuff and shop. Come pick up your All Bud cards. And most important thing.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Thank you for joining us for Weed Day Wednesday. Have an awesome day.
Really, you too.